Up your hands and worship. Father, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the adoration for this moment. Thank you, because you are God. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Breathe upon this service this morning, and let not one person live here the same. We glorify you, we honor you, and we adore you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. I'd like to welcome everyone here this morning. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. And to especially welcome our servicemen and women from all across the military, paramilitary, and related forces. We are appreciative. We thank God that you came. And in the course of... Give the Lord a big clap of hand for them. I'm especially excited to see many of you in your uniforms. I believe it's a new day for all of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Towards the end of the service, I'll be speaking to us. And then let you know how we are going to proceed. I also bring you greetings from the nation of Malawi. I will be talking about it shortly. And we had a most exciting... Those people overworked me. They just kept me preaching from morning till night. I'll tell you more about it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Very, very quickly, Jeremiah chapter 15 and in verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 15 and in verse 16. It said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy words, and thy word was unto me the rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Accessing the word of God. This is part two. This is one of the most important studies of scripture we will ever have. Our objective in this preaching was to understand what to do to access the depths, the light, and the revelation in the word. What do I do to be able to get into the light, the insight, and the revelation of the word? This message started on Wednesday, And I wish that the media can project on the screen the things that we said last Wednesday. But it's important to note that throughout scripture, the word of God is a treasure of non-quantifiable worth, a treasure whose worth can't be quantified. In Matthew chapter 13 and in verse 44, Matthew 13 and in verse 44, the Bible said again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure that is hid in a field. The which when a man has found, he hideth and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he had and buyeth that field. The word of God is like that treasure that is hid in the depths and the pages of scripture. In Colossians chapter 2 and in verse 3, the Bible speaking, it said concerning Jesus, who also is the Word, it said that in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Inside the Word are hid the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And last Wednesday, we began to look at the treasures of the Word. If I have access to the revelation of the Word, what will it do for me? One, we said revelation brings transformation to life. I'm recapping this so that in case you were not there, you can have a little idea and then possibly pick the message. Revelation, when you see something from the word of God, which is we call revelation, we call Rhema. When you see it, it brings you transformation. Number two, that revelation brings a revolution. Just things change. Things turn around. That was what happened to Peter at the lake of Gennesaret. He had caught nothing before. But when Jesus spoke, then everything changed. Revelation brings a revolution. Number three, we said that revelation terminates frustration. The revelation of the word terminates frustration. I toiled all night, I caught nothing. At thy word, I will let down the net. And he did that, and he caught fishes. Revelation terminates frustration. We said that on Wednesday. Number four, that revelation brings elevation. Your life shifts to the next level. He said, I went up by revelation. If you are going to go up in life, it is by revelation. Revelation, the revelation of the word brings elevation. Then number five, we said that revelation brings distinction. Arise, shine, your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It brings distinction. People stand out by the revelation of the word. Number six, we said that revelation brings authentic celebration. There is joy. There is rejoicing. Revelation brings celebration. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy words were the rejoicing of my soul. Revelation brings celebration. Then number seven, we saw that revelation brings illumination. That is, it arrests the forces of darkness. It brings illumination. You are not permitted to remain in the dark if the revelation of the word of God has come your way. It brings illumination. And then number eight, we said revelation brings restoration. Something missing in your life can be found because you saw something in the word. In Luke chapter 15 verse 8, we saw how the woman lit a candle and then used it to locate what was missing in her house. Revelation brings restoration. That was number 8. And then number 9, we said that revelation brings direction. At times you want to make a decision, you don't know what to do. Then the revelation of the word of God comes to you and you know what step to take. It brings direction. And then of course, we said number 10, that revelation is the raw material for creation. God spoke at the beginning, and then things were created. Is the raw material for creation. That is, if something must be started in your life, something must begin in your life, it is the word of God that can begin it. I prophesy to someone here this morning, I declare that the revelation of the word of God shall produce the results you desire in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. I decree today that somebody will experience transformation after this service in the name of Jesus.
And somebody will see a revolution around the work of your hands in the name of Jesus. And every trace of frustration in your life be terminated this morning in the name of Jesus. And everyone who has been at the same level experience elevation right now in the name of Jesus. Distinction in the name of Jesus. And every spell of depression in your life be arrested right now as you step into celebration in the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness around your life be destroyed by the light of the word in the name of Jesus. I prophesy restoration right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever needs to be created in your life, be created. Those who need to make a step, take a step. Grace to take the right step is released in Jesus' precious name. And then we began to deal with, what do you do to access the revelation of the word of God? We looked at four things. One, by being born again. You need to be born again. You need to give your life to Christ so that your eyes can be opened to see the light of the gospel by being born again. Number two, we talked about desperation and hunger. God only gives things to people who are desperate. By desperation and by hunger, spiritual hunger, you need to be desperate. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled by desperation and hunger. And then number three, by a deliberate search. That is, you deliberately open the scripture. Lord, I'm studying on this or I'm studying on that. I want you to open my eyes to this or that by a deliberate search. You embark upon a search in a particular direction and then your eyes can be opened. And then number four is by prayers for discovery. Open my eyes, Lord, to see what I haven't seen before out of your word. Open my eyes to see wondrous things from your law. By prayers of discovery, then you are able to see something you haven't seen before. Can somebody say a loud amen? By prayers of discovery. And that was the extent we went on Wednesday. And I think that this is very, very loaded and somebody need to pick it up. Now I'm going to add three more points this morning and then we are through. How do I access revelation? This will now be point number five, is by the help of the Spirit. By the help of the Spirit. By the help of the Spirit of God. By the help of the Spirit of God. In John chapter 14 and in verse 26. John chapter 14 and in verse 26. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. God has spoken to us in the word. The Holy Ghost, who is the Comforter, helps us to hear what God is saying. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and in verse 9 to verse 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to verse 10, it said, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yet the deep things of God. God reveals to us his word by his Spirit. He reveals to us the things that belong to us by his Spirit. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 16, he said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The scriptures came by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Now, what are we talking about here today? How do I need the Holy Ghost? First of all, the Holy Spirit is the author of the scripture. He's the author. He's the author of scripture. You see, and nobody knows the book like the author. Nobody knows the book like the author. He's the author of the scripture. So he deepens our understanding of scripture. He brightens our understanding of scripture. It is like saying to you, this was what I had in mind when I said this and that. This was what I had in mind. This is what I mean when I was writing this to you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Means that the weapon that can prosper against you will never be manufactured. This is what I mean when I said this. This was what I meant when I said that. The Holy Ghost is the author of the scripture, and he broadens our understanding and deepens our understanding. Also, the Holy Spirit helps us to remember relevant scripture at critical moments. Relevant scripture. The scripture verses that are most relevant to you at critical moments of your life, where you want to pray particular prayers, or you are confronted with particular situations and you want to know exactly what scripture to use or what, how to pray about it. The Holy Spirit does that. We already read that in John chapter 14 and in verse 26. He brings to our remembrance. He brings to our remembrance the things that God said to us before. So we get access and light into scripture by the help of the Spirit. By praying a lot in the Holy Spirit, your understanding of scripture will be broadened. By asking the Holy Spirit questions about what you are studying, your understanding of the scripture will be broadened by the help of the Spirit. And by following the leading of the Spirit of God, where he leads you into particular scriptures, it can broaden your understanding. So, number 5, we access revelation by the help of the Spirit. And number 6 now is by the love of God, through the love of God, or true love for God. We access revelations, true love for God. We saw that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 to 10, just now, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him, but God has revealed. Love for God opens the heart of God to man. Love for God. When you love God, he opens up his details to you. Love for God. Love for God. You know that there are minimal secrets between lovers. When a man is hiding many things from his wife, probably because the love is not much there. She doesn't know what he has. She doesn't know what he does. She doesn't know anything. She doesn't even know who are his friends or who are his relations, and vice versa. Hallelujah. Love for God opens up the heart of God to us. The Bible made us clear, two people I'm going to give as examples of love for God. One, Paul the Apostle, was a lover of God. In Romans chapter 5 and in verse 5, he said, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given to us." So he's speaking from experience. The love of God was shed abroad in the heart of Paul. Paul was a die-hard lover of God who could die for God. He said, "Necessity is laid on me. Yea, woe is me if I preach not the gospel." In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and in verse 16. And this die-hard lover of God was a professor of insight, a professor of revelation. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 and 16, Peter was talking. He said, "An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of those things in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction." Epistles. Paul the Apostle was a man versed in scripture, loaded with scripture. Why? He was a lover, diehard lover of God. Example number 2 is a man called David. In 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 14, God speaking about David said, "I have found a man after my own heart, I have found a man after my own heart. I have found a man after my own heart. In Acts chapter 14 verse 22, again David was called the man after God's heart. The man after God's heart. This man after God's heart walked in the realm of inspiration. In the realm of inspiration, he wrote literally the whole of the Psalms. 150 chapters of the Psalm. A major bulk of it was written by David, who was a man. He was basking in revelation because of his affection for God. Am I communicating at all? There are many people who are wondering why they are not seeing things out of scripture or out of God like they should. But the question is, how much love of God do you have? Many people love things, but not God. They love money. They love car. They love dress. They love all manner of things. They love soccer. They love games. They love entertainment. Where you see somebody sitting in front of television for 6 hours, he has finished part one, part two, part three of a series of movie. But he cannot do 30 minutes of prayer. He can't spend 1 hour in the Word. Am I communicating? Where you see somebody just hooked on to games permanently. It's not possible to access the revelation of the Word of God like that, except you are a lover of God. You love spending time with God. You love speaking to God. You love talking to God. You love His company. Then He will reveal things to you from the Spirit and reveal things to you from the Word. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. How do we access the revelation of the Word? True love for God. And number 7, true uprightness of life. Uprightness of life. James chapter 1 verse 21. James chapter 1 verse 21. He said, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Lay apart filthiness so you will be able to receive the word. Lay apart filthiness. So you will be able to receive the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He said, but if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, in case or lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. What is the meaning of that? Uncleanliness prevents the revelation of the word. It prevents access to the revelation of the word. It prevents access to the revelation of the word. It prevents access. What does it mean? To be lost in the world is to be blind to the world. When a man is lost in the world, lost in sin, he is blinded from seeing anything out of scripture. If our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Beloved brothers and sisters, to clean up your life is to clean up your spiritual eyes. Am I communicating? Is to clean up your spiritual eyes. And I see eyes opening here today. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Say the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. What is my counsel to you this morning? Just one. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Simple. Give the word of God the place it deserves in your life. And the word of God will give you the place you deserve in this life. Say that again. Give the word of God the place it deserves in your life. And the word of God will give you the place you deserve in this life. We returned back from the country of Zambia. Sorry, Malawi. Zambia is next month. The country of Malawi, yesterday morning, after flying for 5 hours, thereabout. About 2 years ago, they began to contact us, two to three years ago, from that country of Malawi. And the story I'm about to tell you is a story that will touch you. And so we agreed to go, I think 2 years ago, or a year ago, after we agreed with them. And then the COVID situations did not allow that to happen. The General Council of the Assemblies of God in that nation, the president. So we shifted it by 1 more year. Now, I have never met them before. I don't know them. I don't think I've ever gone anywhere where I don't know who is inviting me. Right? I've never met the man. I don't know him. We have never met. We haven't even spoken on phone. They were only communicating with my PA. But for one reason or the other, the Lord gave me the liberty to go. Now, to go by regular flight will take us like 24 hours, at least almost 2 days on the road. That is, you pass through Ethiopia, pass through this and that. And if I'm to preach, and even if I had left there by Friday afternoon and didn't preach on Friday night, I will reach on Sunday afternoon. I won't be in this service this morning. So it took so much sacrifice in every way to go and to come and to be in this service. But we still, for one reason or the other. Now, you are going somewhere where they haven't sent your flight ticket. They haven't sent nothing. That is, anything that needs to take you there, you pay for it. Hello? And you don't know the people. You have never spoken on phone to any of them. You don't know how the reception will be. All the same, there we go, and we arrived. Just 2 days to the arrival, somebody sent a message to the secretary, and he forwarded it to me. He said, I'm in this country, I am so and so person, I'm a member of Dunamis Church, I've done foundation class, I've done this, I've done that. In that country, all right. So, we got there, we were received right at the tarmac. Very, 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 very exciting reception. That is the Deputy Speaker of their Parliament. Just standing beside me there. Now, all right. Now listen to this. In the course of the arrangement going on, a woman in that country said she heard, because she saw the flyer, she said she heard that Pastor Paul Enenche is coming to her country. That is my pastor. She was working in the United Nations here. I was a member of Dunamis Church for 5 years. Went through foundation class, went through maturity class, went through Dunamis School of Ministry,
studied 40 chapters of the Bible every day, went through Solomon Business School then. This woman is now the secretary to the government of their federation. That's the equivalent of that's the highest person apart from the president. Secretary to the president and secretary to the cabinet. In charge of everybody. Everybody is answerable to her. When she began to tell her story to the people as soon as we arrived, and she said, "Everything you people see me talk here is from this man." She began to make statements. You remember this statement I made is from him. He said, "I want to confess now that nothing is too lost that cannot be recovered." He said, "This is the person who said it." He said, "When I sit in cabinet and sit in everywhere and I am talking and you are wondering, where did this woman get this wisdom from?" He said, "It's from this man." When she began to talk, I began to cry. I cried, I sobbed. Debbie went to look for tissue for me. My wife went to look for tissue. I was sobbing. I couldn't look up anymore. I said, "So the tiny things we think we are doing is making such impact all over the world." I said, "Supposing we took the assignment unseriously. Supposing we didn't take the delivery of the word as much as we should do. Supposing you just come on the altar carelessly and you didn't say anything that can change anybody." And there we go. And he told the president of the country, "This man that you see is the reason why I'm shining here." He told the president, "Anything you know is the reason why I am shining here." I was humbled. That's the president. That's the second slide. There is a third slide. Are you ready to hear about this one? He told his people when he heard of the program, "Dr. Paul is coming. I have only watched him on television. You have heard nothing yet." And then, when we met and we were talking, he said, "Dunamis, I have been there before." He said, "I came without anybody's notice." Are you here? So you don't know who is around. Those of you cleaning toilets, clean it well. Because nobody will come and say, "I need to use the pastor's restroom." I want you to understand that we are not playing. God is not playing. So in the morning, in the night I preached at the crusade ground, the Friday morning, I preached to the pastors of the country. They came from all the countries around, from Zambia, from Zimbabwe, from Tanzania, from everywhere. They came all the way for the sake of that program. In the afternoon, we preached to the president in a leadership session, the cabinet, about 5, 6, 7 ministers, Inspector General of Police, everyone in the country that was anybody was in the leadership meeting. In the evening, we went back to the crusade ground with the president still seated with his wife, as all of us went on our knees, including himself, to hand over their nation back to God. All right, play us the clip briefly. Please sit down.
There's a woman there. That woman right there.
Malawi admires your ministry.
Malawi, your life.
I want you to be desperate. Father, everything
the ministers' conference.
Let it drop for me today.
Amen.
As you leave this conference, what other people are looking for will look for you. What other people are seeking after will seek after you.
The national anthem for the president.
Impact must be placed ahead of comfort. Leaders release their full potentials. They give up their very best.
Yes. So he said, when you just stayed and prayed, the pain is completely gone, it's free.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? That right ear that is not hearing is open just now.
In her right ear.
She wasn't hearing in her right ear.
Yes, from 2009.
From 2009.
After he prayed, sir.
14 years of deafness.
Jesus. Amen.
Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a shout of praise. Yes.
Her right ear, she couldn't be able to hear.
From 2004.
But today, after your prayer, sir, she's able to hear.
For 18 solid years, she has not heard with that ear. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Clap and a shout. What happened?
Amazing things happening, sir.
Yes.
This gentleman has been suffering from diabetes for several years. He came into the crusade tonight totally blind.
This young man.
Diabetic retinopathy.
Totally blind.
Yes, sir.
He's been diabetic for how many years? For 23 years. Affected eyes and kidney. Diabetic retinopathy. Diabetic nephropathy.
He has a central line there. He has a central line there.
Incredible.
Now for dialysis.
Incredible. The God who healed your eye will heal your kidney now.
Follow me. Yes, sir. He has suffered from hypertension and it led to kidney failure and he's been on dialysis. He said when he came in for the service last night, something happened to him. and he received strength. He began to feel better. Between yesterday and today, he has been making urine by himself. Wow. He's strong. He's standing.
I prophesy to you, anybody related, connected, associated with you, wherever they are, their healings are released, their testimonies are released. Shout the loudest, amen.
Amen.
Lift up your touchlight. On your touchlight. As the light is shining over Malawi, everywhere you are, every person, let us flood the nation with light. Flood the nation with light.
I'd like to respectfully invite His Excellency, ladies, President of the Assemblies of God and His wife,
Command of President
as we pray for the nation
and
speak over the nation. Wave that light.
With that light lifted, we are going to go before the one who is king over all
things. We all kneel before God.
I'd like you to hear the talk of the president. Father, we give you the honor. We are on our knees before you as a nation. Father, we ask today, Malawi shall not be ashamed. Malawi shall not go down. In the name of Jesus, we call it done. We decree fresh oil on the ground of Malawi. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Every yoke and every agenda of darkness be destroyed. Everyone here tonight in need of surrender to Jesus, pray the prayer of surrender after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you.
I thought they were going to give us a little clip of his speech. If the ICT can, media can just cut a little for the second service, it will be good for us to hear it. But beloved brothers and sisters, you are going places. He wasn't president when he came here. He said he came in the course of his struggle. But there he is today. You don't know what you will become. So don't let anybody look down on you. Stand up on your feet. The God who did all manner of miracles there will do it here. You saw me dance and do like this, right? That is Colleen Zamba. The woman by my right there, that is their secretary to their government of their federation. And that other man at the edge there is the special advisor to the president on a policy and governance, that man there. Right? God who did it there will do it here. He will do it here. That song that they are singing, I imported it here. We recorded it, right? I imported it here. I took their permission to import it. So we will soon be singing it. When the song reaches a level, you have to put your hand like this. I'm sure you saw it. My head cannot comprehend what he has done by interpretation. My head. Hallelujah. You are about to receive the same miracles there. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate God. Let's honor Him. Let's worship Him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Just go ahead. Father, give me a touch. Give me a touch.
Just worship him. Just worship him. I pray. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Everywhere you are. Everywhere you are. Father, thank you. With hands lifted, maintain quietness if you can. With these hands lifted. Jesus. It's a name above of all names that is given whereby men must be saved. And at that name of Jesus, every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord. Lift your hands high. Who is he who says it and it comes to pass when the Lord commands it not? Who is he that can place a limit over your life, a limit over your destiny, a limit over your assignment? Who? Lift your hands and whisper that name, Jesus.
Of the Holy Ghost. Yes. He copadaya da haza. He tepa laya da haza. Etaga. Like peretesi. He kapata lete piretesaya. Receive the visitation of God. Receive the touch of God. Receive the help of God. Receive the hand of God on your life. Your story is changing. Your story is changing. Your story is changing. Yes. There is a visitation and an impartation and a liberation. Yes. A visitation and an impartation, elevation, a revolution in your life, in your family, in the work of your hands, in your spiritual life, in your destiny. Receive it now. Lay the hands high. Without any doubt, God has a package for you this morning. A visitation for you this morning. And when I say in the name of Jesus, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. And you will receive what is yours. Lift your hands high. Father, let that encounter happen. Let that deliverance happen. Let that breakthrough happen. Let that impartation happen. Let the visitation happen. Let the change of story happen. Let the turnaround happen. Lift your hands now in the name that is above every name. When I say in the name of Jesus, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive at the top of your voice. Somebody, your eyes will be opened in the realm of the spirit. Your ears will be opened in the realm of the spirit. Embargo placed on your life will be lifted. Ancestral curse will be broken. Generational curse will be broken. Impartation of that grace you are desiring. Yes, yes, yes. The plan of God that he has for you, that the devil has been fighting, that plan is going to come to pass. Your healing shall be realized. Deliverance shall happen to you right now. Father, let it be. Are you ready? When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and you receive it. In the name of Jesus, I receive. Receive. Give you the honor. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Something just happened in your life now. A change just took place. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Give him the praise and the honor, and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm aware that there are people here with this morning with diverse divine encounters from this ministration. And if you have anything that God just did for you, let us know within the next 5 minutes. Somebody came in here with an arrow on the chest. Terrible pain all the way to the back. It has just been retrieved and refired back to sender. Somebody's lower back condition is healed. And neck condition also healed. Eyes that are blurry, uneven, not seeing at all. God touched it right now. Somebody's knee has been healed just now. An unclean spirit like a dark shadow left somebody. A garment was set on fire just now. Father, we give you the praise. Anyone, anywhere you are, and you something like that happened to you, or you got free, you got healed, or even something I have not mentioned has happened to you, quickly step forward and let us find out what happened.
Jehovah blessed, Jehovah blessed, Jehovah poor,
Jehovah poor,
Jehovah poor, Everybody sing it now. Come around it to the body.
The hearing of voices, the spirit of insanity has just been arrested. It will never be your portion. Hearing of voices will never be your portion. Pastors, I'd like us to be as sharp as we can. While they are going on in that, please show us the two clips of the International Ministers Gloomy Fire Conference starting this week. Give the Lord the praise. And the Zambian Crusade starting.
Ministers will catch fire. International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference 2022. Ministering Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul and Mecca. Destinies will be restored. Healings, signs and wonders, deliverance, breakthrough on all sides, and the mighty manifestation of God's glory. Then, the wind and fire of revival happening live at the Glory Dome, Dunamis International Gospel Center, Airport Road, Abuja, Nigeria, on Tuesday 23rd to Sunday 28th, August 2022. Time, morning session, 7:30 a.m., evening session, 5 p.m. Special feature include worship, word, and wellness night, Friday 26th, August 2022. Tell someone to tell someone to tell somebody else. It's a year of overflowing grace and glory.
Hey.
Are you ready? The people of Zambia will experience the glory of God as Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul and Mecca serve the nation for a healing and deliverance crusade. Thank the Lord. Of course, there will be healings, signs and wonders, deliverance, encounters, and the mighty move of God like never before. Ministering in South Deborah Paul and Nature, Daniel and Kiko, happening live at the National Heroes Kingdom, Matano, Zambia. Day, Thursday 8th, Saturday 10th, September 2022, time 5 p.m. daily, morning sessions. 7:30 a.m. Friday and Saturday, respectively, at Government Complex Theatre Hall. Registration and attendance is free. Come and see the Almighty at work.
Give the Lord a praise. Those are two programs ahead of us. Now the International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference, the wind and the fire of revival shall blow throughout this week. Don't miss it for anything. The vigil is the climax. We are going to have another form of praise and worship night. You have the handbill. We are having Micah Stampley all the way coming to join us. And then Dulcine, Deborah, and many other worshippers will be there at 9:30 p.m. this coming Worship, Word, and Wonders Night, which is the convention, Worship, Word, and Wonders Night, for this convention with the winds and fire of revival. I'd like you to pick up this electronic handbill. It will be on our website. Pick it up and then just on the Facebook and Instagram and all that. Pick it up and just spread it across to your friends and your loved ones all across, and then we shall have the most explosive night. All the other regular ministers will all be there. We are Butu and all of them will all be there. Ensure that we make it another judgmental praise night. Invite your friends, invite your loved ones. It's going to be very, very explosive. God bless you in Jesus' name. And of course, coming Sunday is a testimony and thanksgiving service for the month of August as well as for the convention. God bless you. Please, let's hear what has happened quickly.
Our brother Chinonso, he said he has had this severe pain on the chest associated also with palpitation of the chest. He came also with the left pain. But at a shout of "I receive," he placed his hand on his head. He said immediately the pain that had lasted for 2 weeks and also the leg pain took off. And he's totally
healed. Give the Lord a praise. Somebody's left eye was healed. I don't know if the person is already out or is still in the congregation. A situation where the left eye has been healed. Let us know. Yes.
Also, Sister Peace said she has been molested for 2 solid years by a spirit husband. But at a shout of "I receive," she said she saw the spirit husband left her. And
it will never return in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big clap of hands.
Sir, here we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All chest pains, arrow on the chest, and waist pain. Some for 4 years, some for 3 years.
Power of the Holy Ghost, spirit husband, go forever and never return.
Some for 3 years, some for 4 years.
And all gone.
All gone.
You are permanently healed in Jesus' precious name. Yes.
And then Cheryl Raymond has been experiencing spirit wife molestation for so long. At the shout of "I receive," there's a being, a black being, jump out of him.
How can spirit wife molest an officer? They don't fear uniform. That devil is a bastard. Shoot it. Shoot it. Carry your service weapon. Shoot it. That devil is a bastard. Lift up your hands. I take authority over every satanic attack and affliction on your life and on your destiny. Today, wherever that devil has come from, is returned back to sender. Return back to hell. Say, every tormenting spirit in my life, you are returning back to hell. On your mask. Get there. Somebody shout, go! Return back to hell in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Inspector Rosemary had a scuffle with a colleague at the office, and before she knew it, fired an arrow at her that translated into severe chest pain, back pain, that had defied all kinds of medications. She came to the service in that condition this morning. As we shouted, "I receive," she said, power surged through her, and a dark being left her.
Dark being
left her.
Stand up on your feet, everyone, everywhere you are. Place your hand on yourself. And say after me, say, every stranger in my life, you are living now. On your marks, get set, shout go! Every strange deposit, strange personality, strange being, your tenure expires. Get out! In Jesus' name, give the Lord a praise, take your seat. Yes.
Elijah Blessed said, for the past 7 years,
congratulations, Rosemary.
He has been struggling in life and in ministry. Ministry nosedived, living in abject poverty. But at the shout of "I receive," he said the Lord opened his eyes and he saw that a black garment was pulled from him. He was set on fire and a white shiny garment was put on him. And not only that, he saw somebody pouring fresh oil upon his head, telling him, poverty is over. Poverty is over. And he believed the Lord has visited him.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owner of evil, Lord, carry. Everybody.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owner
of power
evil, Lord,
of the Holy Ghost.
I said, carry.
Owner of evil, Lord,
carry your load.
Owner of evil,
Lord, carry your load.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load.
Owner of evil,
Lord,
carry your load.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Sir, you spoke about blood vision, then talked about the left eye. From the U.S., blood vision from
UK
for over 10 years. Say she came and she told the Lord, I want to see clearly. As you mentioned it, her eyes became clear.
Incredible. Congratulations.
These are the left eyes, two of them. This for 7 years, this for 2 weeks. All cleared out now.
Wow. Lift up your hand. Father, thank you. Everything that is not clear in your life becomes clear right now. In the name of Jesus. Congratulations.
Our sister had experienced spirit husband molestation that had lasted for 12 years. While you were ministering, a shadow left her. The molestation had destroyed so many marital relationships, but now she's free.
Amen. Every covenant and every agreement with your life and the forces of hell, over Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Help her. Sir, this is amazing. Our sister Toria said she was diagnosed with a heart failure. Came in here for the first time last Sunday. As a matter of fact, told the husband, bring me to Dunamis before I die. It was, she had written herself off. But she said since last Sunday, improvement upon improvement. For the first time in 3 years, she said she was able to lift a 9-inch block.
Wow.
Her heart pump function is just 25%.
Oh, wow.
She said she couldn't do anything serious by herself. But today she screamed, I received.
You couldn't even answer amen.
Amen for a long time, and today I did it more than once.
Wow.
She said she can walk vigorously now. She can even run without the shortness of breath.
Husband is here. Ejection fraction reduced to 25%. That is, the heart is only able to pump 25% of the blood it carries. So it's a very terrible condition. Congratulations. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Fresh, brand new heart be released. In Jesus' name.
Our usher sister said she had an encounter, the shout of I receive, that she saw herself in a pit. And as it were, an angel was standing on top with a rope and pulled her out. Suddenly, she found herself in an ocean. And a man-made spirit appeared with a long hair, handed over to her a wedding gown and said, we are done with you. Whatever we took from you, take it back.
Hey! A man-made spirit. Everything belonging to you in the waters. Anywhere they kept your wedding gown, they kept your fruit of the womb, where they kept your business keys and resources, wherever the devil has kept what is yours, I decree they are released now in the name of Jesus. Take what is yours. Take what is yours. Incredible.
Sister Mercy, at the shout of I receive, she said that a skeleton left her body. I said I receive. A skeleton left her body.
A skeleton. Every spirit, the woman with this result can give back to her. Every spirit of death looking for you, today is the end of that death. In Jesus' name. Because of time, you take two at the most. So we can
proceed. Sir, you gave a word that somebody hearing voices is being set free.
Yes.
This is Sister Esther, for the past 2 years, she has been hearing voices, manipulation all over her life. But as the word went forth, she was totally delivered. And she
congratulations, your mind remains free in Jesus' name.
Our sister from the choir went to their village to bury relatives, came back, her and her siblings fell ill. But sir, people brought her to church, to the choir member, and immediately you say receive. She saw group of women. They were biting their hand. So we have lost this one. And immediately strength surged into her. And
everyone looking for your death shall take your place in that death. Hey! Every power of death looking for you returns back to those who want to kill you. Stand up on your feet and hear this. Anywhere they have taken your name to, anywhere they have taken your cloth to, anywhere they have taken your matter to, anywhere they have taken the piece of your cloth, the piece of your hair, they have taken your picture, whatever they are trying to do against your life and against your destiny, it is canceled in the name of Jesus. And every altar fighting your life, I declare that altar set on fire now. In Jesus' precious name.
Sir, this is an officer. When he saw the flyer from Taraba State, he traveled down.
Many people traveled out of town. There are people who slept around here overnight who came for this program.
He said...
You're waving your hand. You traveled to... From... Benue State.
The officer said, every year for 11 years, at about this period, he will begin to experience one demonic headache, and he would faint, and they would rush him to the hospital. He said, that headache nearly prevented him from coming. He said, no, he must come. He said he was seated, and as you said, received, a black being left him, and his head became cold.
Incredible. Give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Father, we give you the praise. It was worth the journey. Lift up your hands, people. Every one of you, your testimonies are permanent. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Now take your seats, people. The only people that will stand now are the officers, the military men, the paramilitary. Just stand one moment. Can you see them in their colorfulness? Both those wearing the uniforms and those not wearing. We'd like to let you know that we are very happy to have you this morning. And any of you came with a bottle of oil at least? All right. You are welcome. But what we are going to do, because our perception is that many will be coming purposely for the second service. I'm sure you are aware of that. And I want you, today is your day. So I want you to patiently, let's wait for those who will be coming to join us for the second service. You can step out for 1 or 2 minutes if you need to in between the services. There are things that God will be depositing on us today. And I will take as many people as possible to the altar. Give the Lord the praise. Because of the transition period in between the first and second service, we may not be able to do all the things that we need to do after the first service. And so we'll do all of that after the second service. You came here today. I'm sure you can be on duty for 72 hours at times. And so you are not being here for another 1-2 hours will not be too much. And we'll get to the altar. I believe that today will be a defining moment for the military of our nation. It will be a defining moment for the armed forces, paramilitary, and all of you for our nation. A defining moment. I won't tell you what is on my mind now, but in that session, something will happen. Now, if you don't have a bottle of oil, you can pick one at the end of the service so that you can be available with yours in the second service. The aim of it is that this will be prayed for you. Anytime you are going on dangerous duty, just anoint yourself. Anoint your instrument. And just go and waste the enemy anywhere they be found. Hey! Hey! Any charm they carry to come to the battlefield, what you are going to face them with is stronger than your charm. Any devil that followed them to come, because most of them, they operate with javelins and malams and terrible devias. They are around them. They cook them. They charge them. They sacrifice blood to make them indestructible, but not after today. Not after today. One of you will be able to waste 1,000 at once in the name of Jesus Christ. And angelic forces will begin to fight with you, will begin to join forces with you. So shall it be. The Lord bless you and the Lord honor you. And so in the next service, we shall do the full operation, step towards the altar. And the altar may not be able to take everybody, but as many as we'll be able to step on, we'll be able to step on there and trust the Lord to move on to the next level. Give the Lord a big clap of hand, take your seat. In the presence of the Lord. And very, very quickly, everyone in this church this morning who is surrendering their life to Jesus, you know, God is not happy with your life. You want to make your ways right with Jesus? You want today to mark a new day for you? I'd like you to quickly pick up your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front here. You want to hand over your life to Jesus? You want to make your ways right with Jesus? Pick up your Bibles, pick up your bags, and rush to the front here, and let us pray with you. I'll give you the count of seven. You are saying, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want today to mark a new day in my life. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Pick up your Bibles and your bags and rush forward quickly. I'll give you the count of ten. They are already running. One.
I live for Jesus.
That's right. Two.
I am today. I live for Jesus.
Three.
Come with me.
Ah, shada, ya, 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 ya. I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Let come what may.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus. Sing it one more time. I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus.
Let come what may. The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
While they are coming, you are here, you are battling with a lifestyle, negative lifestyle of drinking, of smoking, drug, lying, cheating, immoral lifestyle, alcoholism, anything that is a bondage in your life, and you want the hold of it broken off your life, step forward as well, and let us pray for you. I'll give another count of five, and you run forward, and let's pray for you again. One.
Goodbye, world.
Staying no longer with you.
Goodbye,
pleasure, sauce. Stay no longer with you.
Let us avoid
to go God's way the rest of my life.
And let us avoid
to go God's
way the rest of my life.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world.
Stay no longer with you.
Goodbye, pleasure, sauce.
Stay no longer with you.
Bed on my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Bed on my mind
to go God's way the rest of my life.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Those of you in the front, place your right hand on your chest and lift the other hand up and say after me, Lord Jesus, come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Help me to love you, to live for you, to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, you are welcome.